And you saw people coming back from Scotland and England, and the building then really took off in the 70s, didn't it? Like around here in Downing's. And
I suppose the man that started the building boom here in Downing's was a man named John Bowen. He was just across the road there, where Bradley lives there now. He had a shop, and he used to keep, he was a builder suppliers and all. He started buying sites and selling sites, and another builder. I've been there where he owned the 1960s, I suppose. He started off the holiday homes.
Yeah. But he must have bought a lot of land, like, or did he just build them and you know?
No, selling sites. A site at that time, I think, was around about £500 or something for a site.
So people started coming from everywhere and buying up the land, and
well, it's only this last 12 or 13 years since all this buildings, most of them houses you see around here, they were built.
But it's ruined the landscape, Dennis.
Oh, it's ruined the landscape, and then the sewerage system and the water supplies and everything. You know, the water's not so bad now because they had about an extra pipe from Kerry Gas down. Water supply used to go dry every Easter when the rush would come on, there was water would run out about in the middle of the day on Saturday.
How much would it cost? You know, when you started building, to build a house, Dennis, like, it's, you see a drastic change in the cost of building material and so on. Like,
I think one of the council houses way back when I started first was about £1,100 or something. But then there were no bathroom in them or anything. But
no, but still, though, when you think of the change of the cost and.
Yeah. Right enough, they were built on their own land.
Yeah, but still, though, even 1,100. Then into the 70s, you would build one, I suppose, for a few thousand, like a three-bedroom house, wouldn't you?
Aye, about 3,000 or something. Yeah. In the early 70s or late 60s.
And then into the 80s and so on, it just took off.
Aye.